Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System. Christus Spahn Health System is making a multi-million dollar investment in the health of Coastal Bend families with a new shoreline tower featuring state-of-the-art life-saving medical technology for a growing community. More information is available at ourpathforward.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Live from Corpus Christi, Texas, welcome to the Cathedral Sunday Mass, where the gospel is proclaimed and our spirit refreshed by the real presence of the living God. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Peace be with you. On this glorious Easter morning, we greet each one of you and all those who are watching by television, listening on the radio, or streaming. To each one, to the whole world, we bring Christ's peace, the peace that only He can give us. On this day, let us celebrate our new life in Christ Jesus and rededicate ourselves to Him and to His church. Let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do. Through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Thank you.
Let us pray. O God, who on this day, through your only begotten Son, have conquered death and unlocked for us the path to eternity, grant, we pray, that we who keep the solemnity of the Lord's resurrection may, through the renewal brought by your Spirit, rise up in the light of life through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Peter proceeded to speak and said, "You know what has happened all over Judea, beginning in Galilee, after the baptism that John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power. He went about doing good and healing all those oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. We are witnesses of all that he did, both in the country of the Jews and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree. This man God raised on the third day and granted that he be visible, not to all the people, but to us, the witnesses chosen by God in advance, who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commissioned us to preach to the people and testify that he is the one appointed by God as judge of the living and the dead. To him all the prophets bear witness that everyone who believes in him will receive forgiveness of sins through his name." The word of the Lord.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Colossians. Brothers and sisters, if then you were raised with Christ, seek what is above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Think of what is above, not of what is on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, your life, appears, then you too will appear with him in glory. The word of the Lord.
Thank you. be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. On the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb early in the morning while it was still dark and saw the stone removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved and told them, "They have taken the Lord from the tomb, and we don't know where they put him." So Peter and the other disciple went out and came to the tomb. They both ran, but the other disciple ran faster than Peter and arrived at the tomb first. He bent down and saw the burial cloths there, but did not go in. When Simon Peter arrived after him, he went into the tomb and saw the burial cloth there and the cloth that had covered his head, not with the burial cloths, but rolled up in a separate place. Then the other disciple also went in, the one who had arrived at the tomb first, and he saw and believed. For they did not yet understand the scripture that he had to rise from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord.
Good morning once again, and happy Easter to everyone. I especially want to greet the Flood family. I know there's many of you here today, and this is a special Easter for you. Dr. George Flood died a couple of days ago and will be buried, celebrated in his Mass of the Resurrection on Tuesday and buried. So with all of you here, thank you for being here, and thank you for the gift of Ellen. I don't see, is she with you? There she is. Hi, Ellen. Thank you for all that you've done for the church and for the cathedral and for this community for so many years here. They went to the tomb, they stooped down and saw that he was not there, and they believed. They believed. But they didn't understand what was ahead of them. They didn't understand that the life that was being given to them through resurrection was just beginning. In the wisdom of the church for the readings today, beginning with the Acts of the Apostles, the church recounts why we celebrate Easter. It's because Jesus died on the cross. Jesus suffered for us. The Son of God came to us and suffered for us. And the reading to the Colossians from St. Paul speaks of the coming glory, that we are to keep our eyes fixed on the goal And when we do not, we lose the way. From where we begin, the suffering of Christ, and to eternal glory. The question, sisters and brothers, especially today, is how do we live this mystery, death and resurrection, today? We can think about the death so many years ago and the resurrection for eternity. But our faith is about living that very experience now. The Easter egg. Whether it's plastic, whether it is real, cracked, do you know what it is? It's not from a bunny, but it has a rich symbol in human history and certainly in the history of Christianity. Perhaps the symbol of the egg, the Easter egg, what we would call Easter egg, is pre-Christian because it speaks of new life coming forth, new life bursting forth. Especially in the Eastern part of Christianity, the egg is always painted red. And it should not be difficult for us to understand what the red symbolizes. The red symbolizes the passion and death, the suffering of Jesus Christ. And so let's stop there for a moment in that first phase of the Paschal mystery, the suffering. Everyone here suffers. Every human person suffers. There's no getting around it. It is part of human life. It's part of the human experience because of sin. Whether it is on a global level, a community, family, and personal. And personal, it can be physical, it can be spiritual, it can be psychological. Suffering is part of the human experience. The question for us, as always, as we look at our world today, how do we deal with it? Some of us deny it. It doesn't exist. So we drowned it. We drowned any kind of pain, whether it's physical, but mostly spiritual. We drowned it with all sorts of things. The party life, addictions, so many things that are offered to us in this world today. Because we don't know how to deal with suffering. In a world that has lost faith and losing faith even more, putting God to the side, it leaves us vulnerable to suffering, to absence, to meaninglessness, to pain, to failure, to disappointment, and to death. Without God, we don't know how to address these things. And so the red part of the Easter egg and its roots is part of our life. If we go to the other side, when the egg cracks, life comes out. The new life of the young chick comes out. The question for us then on this Easter Sunday is how do we open the egg of suffering in our lives? How do we allow life to come forth? Today we can say that it is through friendship with Jesus Christ. Many of us can say, well, I know my faith here intellectually. But do I know Jesus Christ? He's the one that rose for me, not theology. He's the one in his own person that gave his life for me, not in theory, but in reality. And it's when we are able, through our suffering, in our pain, in our absence, in our emptiness, when we can let him break through and simply be with us. Inviting him in, we have a solution. It's called resurrection. It's called joy. It's called a smile on my face, even in the midst of the pain. Is it possible? This is our faith. This is what we believe. But faith really has very little effect if it's only intellectual. And certainly the intellectual side of understanding who God is, who Jesus is, the Trinity is, the sacramental life, all that's so important. But on the human level, on the day-to-day, death and resurrection happens. Each one of us can tell our own story day by day. In some events, they're huge. Something happens. As death in a family, it's something big in our life. And we know that Jesus is there. We feel that presence there, especially in those moments. But what about the little things? The temptations of daily life, the failures of daily life, the arguments that we get into, the difficulties, not wanting to go beyond and enter into the unknown. He's there. He's there. He's there. He is our friend. I call you friends. And today, I think Jesus, through his church, wants to announce to each one of us, I'm with you until the end of the times. I'm with you. All you have to do is open the suffering that you have, your own life, open it, and I will come in. Jesus can crack through any difficulty in life. The bishop gets credited for so many things that are good and have nothing to do with it. Something happens in a parish and people see me and say, thank you, and I don't know what they're talking about. But we also get credited for everything that's wrong as well. But even in those moments, I have discovered, and I want to be here today as a witness to you, that what I'm saying is true. After we get through the emotional side of, I didn't do it, why me, why are they blaming me, why don't they go find their own seat, you know, all those kind of things, when we calm down and we look at Jesus, or I look at Jesus square in the eyes and say, you understand. You know what it's like. Come and be with me. Come and be with me. And what happens? For somehow, in a moment, all that stuff goes away. The pain of that goes away. The memory stays. But it's solved in the person of Jesus Christ. This is not a one-time event. This can be and must be for the Christian a way of life. A way of life. Instead of picking up the phone and complaining to the newspaper and to all these kind of things that we as a society do today, we avoid the opportunity to grow in the likeness of Jesus Christ. Stay there. Don't stay on the cross, but open the tomb. The tomb that we have created perhaps in our own life, and let Jesus come out of his into ours to be with us. And so today, brothers and sisters, as I greet each one of you for Easter, I simply invite you to continue, if you've already begun, which I would most imagine many of you, most of you have. But if not, to let this be a new opportunity. Invite Jesus into your life. To be your friend, to live with you, to stand with you in the good times, and to stand with you in your failures. Let him be the answer to everything. And I'd like to conclude with a brief writing from Pope Francis, our Holy Father, in his new letter to the youth, to the young people of our world. He says to them and to each one of us, Christ is alive. He is our hope. And in a wonderful way, he brings youth to our world. and everything he touches becomes young, new, and full of life. Christ is alive, and he wants you to be alive. He is in you, he is with you, and he never abandons you. However far you may wander, he's always there, the risen one. He calls you and he waits for you to return to him and start all over again. When you feel you are growing old out of sorrow, resentment, fear, doubt, and failure, he will always be there to restore your strength and your hope. Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. And now, my brothers and sisters, on this Easter morning, we renew our baptismal promises, being baptized into this life with Christ Jesus into him. And so let us renew our promises. Dear friends, through the Paschal mystery, we have been buried with Christ in baptism so that we may rise with him in newness of life. Now that we have completed our Lenten observance, let us renew the promises we made in baptism when we rejected Satan and all his works and promised to serve God faithfully in his holy Catholic Church. Sisters and brothers, do you reject sin so as to live in the freedom of God's children? Do you reject the glamour of evil and refuse to be mastered by sin? Do you reject Satan, the father of sin and prince of darkness? Do you believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth? Do you believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was born of the Virgin Mary, was crucified, died, and was buried, rose from the dead, and is seated now at the right hand of the Father? And do you believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, and the resurrection of the body and life everlasting? Through this holy water, let us now call to mind our baptism. and now filled with joy and hope in realizing that the Lord promises us new life every day, we bring our needs to God who has raised Jesus from the dead to life.
For the church, that we may always witness to the glory of the resurrection in our words and actions, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That peace and joy may permeate the world, especially in countries, cities, and neighborhoods that suffer violence and war, as do the lands where Jesus walked. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who were baptized into the church this Easter, here and throughout the world, that they may walk in the grace of God all their days. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all of us gathered here today to celebrate the Lord's resurrection, that we may bring the light of Christ to all darkened corners of our world. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And for the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of George Flood, Marciano B. Gonzalez, Lucecita J. Canales, Delia Farias, Ruben Moreno, Mr. and Mrs. Science, Frank Garza Jr., Lala Garibay, and Maria Martinez. And for all the prayers that we hold in the silence of our hearts, and for all our intentions, spoken and unspoken. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. God of life, you raised your Son from the dead and gave us all a share in the promise of new life with him. Hear our prayers we offer today and grant them through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, risen from the dead. Amen.
Thank you.
pray, brethren, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Exultant with paschal gladness, O Lord, we offer the sacrifice by which your church is wondrously reborn and nourished through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, at all times to acclaim you, O Lord, but on this day above all to laud you yet more gloriously, when Christ our Passover has been sacrificed. For he is the true Lamb who has taken away the sins of the world. By dying he destroyed our death, and by rising, restored our life. Therefore, overcome with paschal joy, every land, every people exults in your praise. And even the heavenly powers, with the angelic hosts, sing together the unending hymn of your glory, as they acclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. And profess your resurrection until you come again.
Hello, I'm Father Han Pham, Rector of Corpus Christi Cathedral. On behalf of Bishop Mulvey and all of us here at the Cathedral, I would like to thank you for joining us this morning for this live broadcast of the Sunday Liturgy. May you and all who are dear to you always be blessed in the gift of God's love, peace, and joy, and know that all of you remain in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by Christus Spahn Health System, making a multi-million dollar investment in a new state-of-the-art shoreline tower. For more information on the region's most advanced medical center with skilled physicians and highly specialized services like trauma, heart, surgery, and urology all under one roof, log on to ourpathforward.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System for their continuing support of the Cathedral Sunday Mass. If you have been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.